Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. Doing Unsexed Insanity right here on the Real Side. Hope you had a great weekend. Time to relax because you're going to get all irritated again shortly. I am Joe Messina. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Being part of the conversation, part of the solution. That's how I said that. The solution. And I mean that. I really mean that. I mean, the only way for us to fix it and get anything done. It's for you to be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get informed. You get engaged. You engage with shows like this. You engage with other commentators that have a clue. Otherwise, you get filled with misinformation, and it ain't good. So apparently, what was it, Miley Cyrus? Come on, I got to have some fun with this. I'll get in the news in a minute. But Miley Cyrus, anybody see Saturday? I don't watch Saturday Night Live anymore. I'm so old that I actually saw the original Saturday Night Live. The night it started, we saw the original shows and quite a few after that. But Miley Cyrus had a boob shirt on. I don't know, well, the boob or the boob shirt, whatever. But she had a boob shirt on. And what I mean by that is it actually had the outline of what might have been, well, they weren't hers, it was a fake shirt. But so they had the outline of what appeared to be breasts with nipples in the middle of them. And I know, I'm not just saying that to go, oh. I'm just saying, why? I mean, really, why? What is the reasoning behind that kind of shock treatment? Does she really think it's cool? Does she really think it's the right thing to do? Seriously. Or is that kind of how we're raising our youngins now? I'm just asking. I remember, I always joke and I go, hey, you know, like the old guy in the group, right? It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, is that the way people are acting now? Maybe we're going to see that in schools, high school, junior high, elementary schools. You really have a group of people like, anything goes now, so. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The good news, for those of you who have a clue, Netflix and Amazon has cut their ties with the Hollywood Foreign Press, and they said they won't be airing the 2022 Golden Globes. Gee, I wonder why that is. They're probably looking for more than 17 people to be watching, don't you think? Just saying. And a statement on Monday, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association did address the 2022 telecast in responding to NBC's decision, but board members of the group laid out its schedule of reforms, ultimately leading to a revamped membership. this ought to be good. And a membership board by early August. Regardless of the next air date, the Golden Globes implementation transformational changes as quickly as possible and as thoroughly as possible. What? What are they looking for? What are we going to, like, black, white, Asian, female, black, white, female, Asian, female, black, female? What are they doing? Well, and really, you realize that's ultimately what it's all about. They want to make sure everybody has a fair chance. It's equity for all, which I always love. Do the job. This is not 1932. Do the job. Do it right. Do it better than anybody else. And I don't care what color you are, you got the job. Okay? If you want to come in and decide that you're going to do it based on the climate that's out there right now, then no, we're going to have a problem. You will not get the job. And I love these people who they want to talk about how bad it is. And it's, you know, don't you remember when, you know, at one time in this country, they wouldn't rent to you if you were an African-American? Well, first of all, they didn't refer to you back then. This is how old it is. And I'm going to get a lot of this. I don't care. But they didn't call you African-American back. I think it was, actually, at one time, it wasn't even Negro. Wasn't it Negroid or something like that? I mean, it was what they referred to. Were they doing a purpose to be nasty? Maybe, probably. I don't know. But then they go through these words, and what is it, to quote Tyler Perry / Madea, you know, first we were colored people, and then we were Negro, and then we were black, and now we're African-American. It's like, really? Why? Why do you keep, does it offend somebody? Is it too confusing for you to figure it out? We're white, we're going to be white, we're always going to be white. What about Asians? Are there different forms of Asian? You know, seriously. So I don't know. I don't care. I find it amusing. Oh, apparently there was a wild side of Bill Gates we didn't know about. Were you guys aware of this? So Bill hosted wild bachelor parties. He visited all nude nightclubs before he married Melinda. Okay. Well, he was a single guy. He was a computer geek. He went to those places to see things he would have never saw in real life. I knew computer geeks back in the 70s, let me tell you. The former Seattle Post intelligence investigator, he's a reporter who broke the two books about Microsoft co-founder in the 90s. He wondered if the billionaire would go back to his hard parting bachelor days now that he's single. Yeah, he doesn't look like that anymore. Go see your host, Kimberly Warren, joins me after the break. See what she thinks. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. And you are listening to The Real Side with Joe McKay. That was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 556. Let me just bring her on. I know you missed her. She wasn't here last week. She skipped out on us, you know what I mean? And, you know, look, I get bored doing this thing, too, but I wish I could skip out. Why don't you fly to California and fill in?
Why would anyone want to go to California?
Oh, God. Oh, you know, I shouldn't give away secrets like this, but I'm going to, because you're into guns and all that, and you'll have. We can't get ammunition here. Every store you go to in California, it says, we have no ammunition. Okay? And so what some of us have figured out and done is you find FFLs that will work together in other states and here. Okay? And yeah. You're buying ammunition from outside the state, having it shipped in, and you got to pay like an extra... Well, I don't know, what is it, buck for 10, $5 a box for them to bring it in.
For like a box of 50 rounds?
Yeah, so if you have 50 rounds, it's a buck for every 10 rounds.
Wow. That's insane.
Yeah. But I just found it amazing. When I went in there and I said, so when are you going to get it? They go, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? No, we can't get this and we can't get that. And, you know, some of the places I've been to, they actually, you know, they do their own ammunition and they can't get the parts they need to do it.
It's hard to get ammunition all across the country. It's not even just California.
Well,
it's hard.
Let's just say, I'm not giving out the name. I'm sorry. I'll give it to you during the break. But I have found a place that has plenty of it.
Right. Oh, that's so always a good thing.
I will give you the name later. So, anyhow. Hey, go ahead.
No, I'm just laughing because it is hard. But I think we were talking about it before. The manufacturers are actually, there's just been such a huge demand that they're trying to build up their supply better. It's not that they're screwing off and not working their butts off. They've hired thousands of people across the country, so they are trying.
So is that what's creating the shortage, is that so many people are buying guns, so many people are turning in that direction that they can't keep up with the ammunition supply?
Yeah, I think part of it was last year when COVID hit, right?
Yeah.
They probably had to do stuff in their in the manufacturing on the floor, and you know, who knows if they, some of them might have even shut down for a few weeks. But yeah, part of it is the demand is super ridiculous because a couple things. COVID happened and people freaked out because they're like, holy God, you know, what's going on? It was like the apocalypse and people wanted to protect themselves. And then Biden became president. So that was another reason. Democrats are always the best gun salesmen.
Well, you know, what's funny about all of this, too, is that Newsom is hinting towards an ammunition and a higher gun tax. Yes, a gun tax. So, you know, you're going to buy a gun for $500, you're going to spend $200 in taxes. It's ridiculous. And you do know that we have to go through a background check to buy ammunition in California. Did you know that?
That's so freaking stupid. That's because Newsom hates poor people. That's why. Because the people, you know, people who don't have a lot of money typically don't live in a nicer neighborhood. They might live in a neighborhood that has more crime. They need to protect themselves and their families, probably more so.
Yep.
But now they can't, thanks to Democrats. And so there you go, kids.
Well, it's like everything else, right? The gas taxes, who do they hurt? They hurt the poor people, right?
Yes.
You do stuff like this, hurts the poor people.
This is why I say all the time, the Democrats like to say they're progressive. Nothing about their policies is progressive. It's all regressive. It harms people they claim, quote unquote, to want to help the most. Every time.
Yep.
Every single time.
No, agree with you. Hey, I bet you are really just slamming your head against it. Don't you wish you were single right now? Because Bill Gates is also single. Did you know that? Are you aware that that poor guy now is going to be alone? And now there's rumors that, my God, he used to throw wild bachelor parties and visit all-nude nightclubs before he got married. And I was saying, every geek I know went to naked clubs because they could never see anybody naked on their own.
Wait, an all-nude nightclub or a strip club?
Well, they're calling it an all-nude nightclub. You and I both know it's a strip club.
Okay, that's creepy as all hell to think, oh, God. Oh.
Well, it was before he was married, though.
No, I'm not even just talking about him, but just thinking, because obviously, you know, when I was younger, I used to go clubbing, but to think of all those people naked that were clubbing, that's just disgusting. I just got a visual I don't ever want to think about again. But yeah, Bill Gates, oh God, he's so gross. And it's not, I'm not referring even to looks. He's just, he's a horrifying human being. He really, truly is. He's a control freak, and he thinks that he's like God, and he's trying to play God with all of our lives and our planet even. And it's not just here, it's all across the world. The guy's a psychopath.
These guys with this kind of money, all fake. Because they have money, somehow that makes them brilliant, right? Somehow that means they're the smartest person on the planet. They took one part of life. They took one need that they were able to fill. That doesn't make them brilliant.
What the inside joke with IT people is that Bill Gates wasn't good at operating systems. He was a good salesperson.
Well, let's be honest about this. For all intents and purposes, people don't know this, but he stole the operating system. Now, he did pay for it, all right? But, I mean, right. He knew, you guys should go look at the documentary, look at the story behind it, where IBM actually made the first PC, and they didn't know how to get it rolling. They didn't know what they were going to do with it. They didn't know how to make it operational for the average person.
Right.
Bill had been trying to do DOS, but maybe something similar to that. He was trying to come up with an operating system that somebody already had, and he went and bought that.
Right.
He went and bought the operating system so and grew it from there. So I find it just amazing that we give these people something. Look at Facebook. He stole that, too.
Yep.
Right?
That's right.
Boy, all these rich Democrats, it's something to do with thievery, huh?
Yeah. Seems to be a common theme. They like stealing from us, you know, little people. And
the little ones are going to help, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know. I look at this stuff. I mean, Melinda has, she's kind of alluded to the fact that he still has done some pretty wild things in his life. And the other thing I want to talk to you about is, apparently, she said he'd go play around with his ex-girlfriend once a year for a couple days. How would that work in your house? We'll be back in a minute.
Not at all.
Show us in your house. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine has received an emergency approval from the Food and Drug Administration for use in children 12 to 15 years old. It's the first coronavirus vaccine to receive approval for teenagers. Data from the company has shown that the shot is safe for younger recipients and is highly efficacious in keeping them from developing COVID. The vaccine now awaits final approval from the CDC before teenagers can be administered the shot. And the Navy says its ships fired warning shots at Iranian ships on Monday in the Strait of Hormuz after armed speedboats came within 150 yards of American vessels. Naval Forces Central Command said a pair of Iranian boats broke off from a group of ships and approached a group of U.S. warships at high speed. After several verbal and acoustic warnings, the U.S. ships fired warning shots, causing the Iranian boats to withdraw. It's the second time in the last 2 weeks that American vessels operating in the Persian Gulf have fired warning shots at Iranian ships. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Swingers, pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Give me your email address. Sign up for the newsletter. Do something. Do something other than nothing. Well, let me bring her on because she's always doing something. Anyway, Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to kick it off and kind of kick the week off, get things rolling, and pick up the stories from the weekend that kind of people blew off, didn't pay much attention to. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So you want to talk about, and I want to talk about, everybody wants to talk about, really, if you think about what's going on at the border now, they're actually sneaking pictures in of people coming over the border, and they're getting picked up, or they're knowing where to go to check in once they step over the border, and then they're being released into the populace with a note that says you have to come back, and I'm sure they will, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a free-for-all. We're literally being invaded. It's not a freaking surge. We're being invaded by foreigners at our border, and the Biden administration is allowing it to happen. Not only have they hyped up COVID, these people are coming in from all different countries. God only knows where. They're coming in. We don't know if they have COVID. We don't know if they got a different strain of COVID. They could be spreading COVID all over the place. What's fraud Fauci got to say about that? So we got that happening. We already have a housing crisis in this country. We can't house all of the Americans who currently live here, and that includes legal immigrants who live here.
How about veterans? And, how about housing some veterans? Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, housing veterans. You know, it was interesting. I was in Peabody, Mass. Not long ago, and I drove by. I was on the highway, stuck in traffic, of course. And I drove by, and there was this old hotel shut down, like Best Western type, whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, there's all rooms right there that probably that have bathrooms and all this other stuff. Why can't we open that up and have that be for veterans? You know?
Yeah. I agree with you.
You know, it's just a room. It's not very big, but it's better than being homeless and on the streets.
Well, go further with this, right? So let's talk about the veterans. Get them in the hotels. There's plenty of places we can get them into. We've got military bases all across the country. They go all the way back in the days of Clinton when he shut them down because, you know, we didn't need them anymore.
That's right. I heard that. Yep.
They've opened a bunch of these places up for who? For the illegal aliens. But they won't open them up for the vets.
They're increasing the amount of refugees by, what, like 5 times the amount normal?
Yep.
And those people are provided with housing.
Yep.
They have, you know, the government pays nonprofits to take care of these people, and we give them government money for a certain amount of time. So we have all these people coming in. Where are they going to live? They increased it. Where are they going to live?
Oh, you know, you remember that the original argument was they're coming from war-torn neighborhoods. They're coming from, you know, crime-infested areas. They can't get enough. They go through all this. They kind of dropped all of that. Now do you know why they're coming up here? Ready for this? Because of the climate crisis.
Oh, good God.
See, the climate crisis has made it hard where they're working. The climate crisis has made it so that the violence has stemmed, you know, has risen in their area. We go down the whole list. Kamala Harris, I was just rolling around all over the place. And she actually, in a speech she gave last week, what did she say? She said something like, we think we know, we're trying to deal with the base cause, the root cause of this surge. And I'm thinking, oh, so you're going to get rid of Joe Biden? You know? I mean, because it wasn't there.
Nope. Wasn't an issue before.
They're so not self-aware. They just don't even know.
Joe, they're hiring all the failed people who were in the Obama administration.
Right.
That's who they're bringing back in. The people who failed during the Obama administration, that's who's making up the Biden administration.
Because they didn't have enough time. Don't you know that? They didn't have enough time to implement the plans properly to make things better.
That
and
is
the proof.
Yep.
Well, the proof is, after Trump got in, it got better because Obama's policies were allowed to start to sink in.
Yep. No, they learned their lesson from the Obama administration, because all they shoved through that first year when they had all the control was Obamacare, which was an epic failure and still is a failure to this day, and only helps to destroy our health care and make it more expensive. But that's why they're shoving as much stuff through as they can now. And Biden doesn't know what the hell day it is, never mind what they're doing.
Or where he's at. Most of the time he looked around like, where the hell am I? Bring me my slippers. No, not yet? All right.
Oh, I can't say what I call him because I'll get in trouble. It's Squinty Mick.
Okay.
He can barely speak a sentence on his own without reading something. That's why he's always squinting.
So today, what was it? Yesterday or today, he said, he was responding to somebody. He says, now, if you don't look for a job or you turn a job down, you're no longer eligible for unemployment. Of course people are looking for work. And I'm thinking, are you really that dull?
Yes, okay. He is.
Yeah. If you can go online and you read the unemployment application, and all you have to do, they haven't upgraded it. So you can send letters out. You can send two or three letters a day out and say, I'm reading between the lines, but you could use that if you ever got caught, right?
Okay, you don't even need to actually do anything. You can just say you did.
Well, okay, I'm simply giving you the out. And I'm saying this is how dull he is. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Most of the places, you know, they're doing them online, so I'm sure you just go check, 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 check. In the days of old, because yours truly has collected unemployment in the past, you had to fill out this form, and where did you go, right? Who did you talk to, that kind of thing. You don't have to do any of that anymore.
No, I don't think you do.
No.
I think you can say, I can't remember.
It doesn't matter in California. They're 6 weeks behind in just getting your application approved.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes. So by the time the first check makes it to the house, you've died of starvation in the living room. I don't, if you have a legitimate claim. So
wow. That's pretty bad.
And was it in Texas? I was watching the guy break this down today. So in Texas, you get $300-some-odd from Texas. You get another $300 subsidy from the government. You get $600-some-odd a week to stay home, in essence. Now, if you work that out by the hour, that comes up to be hovers around $17 an hour. Why would I go back to my $12.50 an hour job?
You wouldn't. You wouldn't.
I wouldn't even, I wouldn't even go back to my $18 an hour job. Would you?
I hope people realize that they're going to be getting taxed on this money.
No, no, that's one of the things we talked about. I talked about with one of our tax guys here on the show. There were so many people that didn't realize that that money is taxable. Income is taxable. And it, like, here in California, what is it, about? It works out to be about 27% by the time you're done. So, people already live in hand, you know, week to week. Now they're going to get this tax bill for, I don't know, how many weeks. I guess it's different in different places. But even so, they're probably looking at the average person at a $3,000 or $4,000 tax bill.
Yeah, because it might be the first time they've ever had to owe taxes, especially if they've been on it for a whole year.
Yep.
Normally, they'd probably be getting a check back, but now because they got this money and didn't pay any taxes on it, it's going to be ugly.
I've talked to some people. I have talked to some people when they, around tax time, when they say, I get the government gave me back this much money, or I got, so they gave you back. What, half of your money? It's your money.
Your own money.
They're holding it for you. How much interest do they pay you?
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's why we're in trouble.
Earn a little interest and then pay them at the end of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe they should pay us interest on the money they're holding, right?
Yeah, right.
That has always been amazing to me, that people, how ignorant people are.
Yeah, I try to explain that to people, and people just think, it's like a savings, you know, it's like I'm saving money all year, and I get this big amount of money back. I'm like,
yep. All right, we'll be back in a second. Got off for a break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. Kimberly Marin will still be with us after the break.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
What if you knew the Federal Reserve actually wanted a higher gold price? That they actually needed a higher gold price? My name's Adam Baratta. My gold presentations have been seen by millions, and I'm releasing my most valuable information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. I believe the Fed now wants and needs a higher gold price. It's all about the leverage sitting on their balance sheet. My new report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why gold prices will hit $5,000 by the year 2025. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my special leverage ratio report for free right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. I believe gold's headed much higher. The Federal Reserve wants it that way. Call 800-900-8000 to see why. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000. Call now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah. I don't want to hear. Keep your emails. I don't want to hear how misogynistic that was. Because there's a lot of men out there with 2 or 3 chins, if you know what I'm saying. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me just bring it right back in again. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Love kicking the week off, talking about some of the stories that you haven't heard anywhere else. Or kind of got buried over the weekend. Weekend's a great time because people either miss it or just kind of dies off after a couple of days. How you doing, Kimberly?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm alive. I figured it's a starting point. And you're in the New England area. You know what? I was telling somebody the other day, what's really sad is the fight for independence started there. The fight, there was no way they were going to let the Brits get away with it. And everything that our founding fathers fought for, and lost property, and lost family members, and some lost lives, they have just flushed down the toilet at a rapid rate, aren't they?
Yes. It's, I don't call it Marxachusetts just for the fun of it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's sad. It's sad how it's gotten out, because it wasn't always like that. When I was a kid, it wasn't like that.
Calvin Coolidge was once the governor. It's disgusting what has become of the state. It's why I was born and raised there, Joe. You know that. I fled. Yeah. I literally fled.
You know, did you ever read the book? There's several books out about Calvin Coolidge, but one of the books I read about him, he actually, when he was in the White House, you heard how frugal he was? You couldn't get another pencil from the requisition area unless you brought back the one you had used up.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Isn't it?
That is funny.
He was so cheap. That's how he did it.
That was taxpayer money. I'm glad. Thank you. That's why he's one of my favorite presidents.
All right, well, here's one that I light you up just a tad. Mattel is now have a buyback of old Barbie dolls, Matchbox cars. They're calling it the toy take back program. So
why?
Well, at first, like you, when I first saw it, I went, "Oh my god, what? Not enough black dolls or tall or fat dolls or something like that?" No, that's not it at all. They're taking it back at a recycling effort. So when the kids get bored with playing those toys, instead of donating them to another kid or giving them out, they're going to take them back and melt them down and make new toys out of them.
That's...
I'm just saying. I mean...
That's stupid. You donate them, and kids who can't afford or whose parents can't afford to get them toys, they get those toys.
Yeah, exactly. Right, I look at this stuff, and I say, I realize that somebody's sitting in the room one day going, you know how many toys out there I see in the garbage and get thrown away? All right, if they're broken and they can't be fixed, send them back to be melted down. Got that. All right, I'm good with that.
I gotta be honest, though. All the parents I've known over my entire life, no one ever just threw out toys unless they were broken.
Yeah.
They gave them to someone else. They gave them to either, they donated them, they brought them to the Salvation Army, they gave them to friends whose kids were young. Toys don't get thrown out if there's nothing wrong with them. I've never heard of such a thing in my entire life.
I haven't either. I find all these little things so amusing. I really do. Because you and I both know that, again, they're doing a lot of what they're doing to be politically correct, which is just crazy.
Obviously, I knew, I figured it would be something stupid, but if you said to me they're going to take back toys and they're going to donate them and distribute them to children who needy children, then I would think that's a good program. You know, because they can buy them. They can do all that.
Yep.
But... No, they're going to take them, so you get to take care of that toy for all those years. You pay for it, take care of it, and then you're going to give them stuff back so they can make more new toys to sell to other people.
Yeah. And again, the double standard of you want to recycle. See, all this stuff kind of plays around in my head when I look at these stories and they go, well, wait a minute, so you want them back to melt down when they're already given these toys to other kids. All right, maybe if they're all smashed up, maybe you could do something with them. I don't know what. How much more does it cost? Are you really saving the planet? Because some of these recycle places, they grind up all the plastic. They use it for other things. I didn't know until a couple of years back that they were taking old tires, they were grinding them up, mixing them with asphalt, to pour tar on the freeways or highways, what have you, and it makes them last longer. So, well, that's a great idea. You know?
I love that idea.
So
if it really does last longer.
Yeah, but we shouldn't like that idea because we're conservatives, and conservatives don't want to do anything to save the planet.
When's the last time you drove on a Massachusetts highway?
been a while. But
yeah.
The potholes don't swallow you up anymore?
Oh, no, they do.
Oh.
The roads are still crap. They always seem to be working on them, though. Always.
Well, oh, God. I got to have a field day with that. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I got to California about 36 years ago now. Wow, it's been forever, 35, 36 years. And when I got here, they were working on LAX, the airport, the section of the airport. Without exaggeration, I don't think there's been a day since I've been in California that they haven't been doing construction at that airport.
Really?
Seriously. And it seems like when they get to the end of the terminals, and it's taken them so long, now they have to go back through and get rid of the fax machines. You know what I'm saying? And now they've got to go back around and redo everything. It's just nuts. So,
well, I was...
Go ahead.
Well, it's probably all unions, right?
Yeah, it would be. It has to be. It's L.A.
Yeah.
Those, the big public jobs... require unions.
Yep.
Period.
So
the Arizona election is being audited, as you know, right? Now, the Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, she's getting death threats. And so now they've decided to, give her police protection. I'm thinking to myself, so how many, and I know that some of the Congress people have already gotten their own security, but how many others across the country. When you look at Republican AGs, Republican secretaries of states in other states that have been threatened with their lives if they try to go back and redo the votes or reaffirm the votes, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. Now, the DOJ has stepped in, even to the point of checking into whether going door to door to make sure somebody voted or that was their vote is legal or not. So apparently it's okay to go pick it up, not knowing who you're picking it up from or who's picking it up from you, get those votes in without any kind of ID to speak of at all, but it's not okay to check and make sure they voted.
I don't understand why the why Democrats are so against an audit. I mean, if there's nothing wrong with the election, you should be happy. So then you can say, hey, see, we told you it was all legit. There were no issues with the election.
Perfect.
Right?
I'm with you. If I got nothing to hide, it's like, come on in. What are you worried about? You know, they're screaming that there's something not right about this audit because, you know, they can't get the information they're looking for. Well, let me see. The windows are wide open. There's cameras everywhere that anybody can log into. There's three people at every table watching over what's taking place, and there's cops all over the place. And somehow that's not transparent or a bad thing, yet what they did in covering up the windows, covering up the doors, getting in front of people's way to film anything and or keeping them, what were they, 40 feet away from the tables? I can't see that far.
Yeah, you couldn't see anything. Nothing.
Yep. That was okay.
That was all okay. An audit is an audit. If they have nothing to hide and aren't concerned,
thank you.
They should, you know, should welcome it. They should embrace it and say, yep, this will validate that there was nothing illegit about the election.
Yeah, that's one thing I never got. I know some of you probably would have been mad at me when they were talking about national ID cards. And I said, first of all, they know where you are. They know who you are. They know what you're buying. This is nothing really, really, really new. And if you're not doing anything wrong, what do you care?
Yeah, right? But I won't get
one. What?
I won't get one.
Well, I'm not running out to get one either. You know? I mean,
I have a passport, which is basically the same thing.
Yeah, I've right? got, we've got, what are they called? Well, actually, it's funny. They're called real driver's licenses in California. So what are the other ones, fake, that California's given out? So apparently, one of them, you only need a very minimal ID to get it. You know, a birth certificate doesn't have to be the original, doesn't have to be certified. You know, all these little things that you need to get your original driver's license. But the real driver's license requires you to verify where you live, verify your employment. You have to have a certified copy of your birth certificate, just a whole bunch of stuff.
Wow.
You know? So now you have a real driver's license, and supposedly that takes the place of all these other things. Except if you know, like, you know, Vinny the ID maker down there in L.A.
Yeah, right. you know, isn't that amazing how Democrats, and I think Republicans were for this too, but how politicians want us to have all this and do all this stuff to get an ID, but yet they don't want us to use the ID to vote. Isn't that kind of weird?
Yes.
You're going to have to use this ID to fly around the country, but you don't need it to vote. I need it to get on a privately owned airplane.
All right. Tell people where they can find you.
GrantAcross.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
That's so easy. Joe Mateen, your hostess of The Real Side on GCN Live. Dr. B up in the next hour. Don't go far. She's actually floating around California somewhere. Anyway, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.